Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. We'll be starting here momentarily. Mr. Sankovich will begin this presentation shortly. Should any participant wish to review the conference call, a recording will be placed on the company's website at www.beneficialholdings.net under the Corporate Communications tab. Please be sure to put a hyphen between beneficial and holdings for the conference. For opening remarks, I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Greg Sankovich. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Beneficial Holdings' third quarter earnings call and update, yearly update. Just to start with, the company's basic business, what is that? Our business is turnkey solutions-based services to the built environment. And the built environment means buildings and infrastructure. And we also want to provide technology, cutting-level technology to the built environment. We believe that energy management technology is important in solving people's issues in the built environment, since energy costs after the cost of capital are usually the second highest cost of operating buildings and or infrastructure. How do we plan to do this? We have a project solutions division, which currently has several projects underway. We're doing some asset management. We have the development of a high-rise condominium, for-sale condo project in Manhattan underway. It's up to about 9-10 stories right now. And we are going to be the developer of a $120 million medical office built-to-suit in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, should we be able to get that project financed in a very difficult capital markets environment. So there's no promises there. There's no projections on that job. But that's what we do. We are project management professionals, long history of doing that, and have the capabilities of managing projects anywhere from as small as you can get up to a couple hundred million. We have a scalable organization. We can add people as they're needed, good, solid, seasoned professionals. And we have an acquisition, Green RG Management, Green RG Holdings, which has proprietary technology in the energy management arena. That technology is principally LED lighting, energy storage, and solid-state refrigeration. We hope that by consolidating and assimilating all these operations, we will be a select provider of innovative solutions-based services to the built environment. That's our business. Do we own any projects? The answer is no. Do we plan on owning real estate projects or infrastructure projects? The answer is no. We may be involved in capitalizing those projects. We may be involved in some sort of profits interest or carried interest in those projects. But we're not going to be raising any equity capital to invest in projects. So we are not a real estate investment trust, nor do we plan to be. We're not an investment company, nor do we plan to be. We are a solutions-based provider of services to the built environment. Why? The answer is because the people involved in management, this is what we do, this is what we know, and we believe we can make a profit here. We've contributed certain projects that we've been involved in to the company to get it started. There's other projects that we have made proposals on to get involved in, and Green RG Holdings has a solid book of business both domestically and what appears to be internationally, with a very strong performance-based backlog that we hope that by doing this transaction with Green RG, we can actualize that backlog, monetize it, and create value for the company and its shareholders. What's our objective? creating value for the company and its shareholders. How will we do that? We need to get a national market listing. Haven't determined whether that's going to be NASDAQ or some other recognized exchange at this point in time, but we do plan on doing that. We also need to get our share price up to at least a minimum $5 level, because we need to raise capital to actualize the acquisitions that we have announced and certain acquisitions that we're working on, and then to put liquidity into those operations to grow them so they can achieve their maximum potential. You could only raise capital today if you have a $5 share price. Anything under a $5 share price, forget about it. So this is the strategy, and this is the objective. Now, what have we done so far? 9 months. Through 9 months, we've had a little bit of revenue, and we've recorded about a penny a share of loss. So we've had about $209,000 of project-based revenues through September 30th, and we recorded a loss of about $322,000. Where did the revenues come from? The majority of those revenues came from some asset management assignments that we have that over the course of time we hope will become an immaterial part of this company. Certain of those revenues in the third quarter came from the development management role or the co-developer role that we have at 1355 First Avenue, which is a high-rise for-sale condo project. We do not own a piece of that project, just to make that clear to everyone on the line. We are just a development manager. There was an arrangement that one of the members of management had with the project. That arrangement was contributed to the company at no compensation to that manager. So we're on our way. We've started. Admittedly, it's not much, but it's a beginning. We have announced the acquisition of Green RG Holdings. We believe Green RG Holdings, with its proprietary energy management technology, will put us at a distinct advantage to others providing services in this space. Green RG has already done a number of large-scale projects in the New York metropolitan area, some high-rise residential projects, has done a small project for the Port Authority at the Lincoln Tunnel, is expecting to get a contract to do the entire lighting of the Lincoln Tunnel, as well as several other high-rise commercial buildings in Manhattan. And internationally, has negotiated and is preparing to commence delivery of products to several Caribbean customers, Caribbean-based customers. Those products will be manufactured principally here in the United States with final assembly in one or more Caribbean locations and installation in those locations. We look forward to the work that the management of Green RG has done to date. They're an exciting, energetic management team. They've done a lot in the few short years that they've been put together and operating as a team, and we believe that by combining the talents of our company and their company, that we'll be able to achieve some significant cross-selling. As an example, there's a project that they're involved in the Caribbean that is associated with a very large-scale real estate development project. We are going to see if the Project Solutions Division of Beneficial can become the developer of that project. Commercial project we're looking to commence, hopefully in the first quarter of next year, the medical office building I spoke about previously, is 260,000 square feet. Obviously, some of the technology that GreenRG has in its portfolio will be built into the specs for that building and its associated parking structure. Few successes here or there, properly positioned, will lead us to the next round of business. Going forward, what does that mean? It means that with a little bit of performance, it means with the cleanup that we've done of Beneficial Holdings to date and the cleanup that is currently ongoing with regard to the previously announced reverse split, we should have a solid balance sheet, a decent income statement in terms of what we were looking at in terms of 2014. I would hope that by the end of 2013, the cleanup of Beneficial and the integration of GreenRG and a couple other acquisitions that we're working on will be completed, or with regard to certain things under discussion now, on their way towards completion. And we will be positioned for a significant capital raise, either a private placement or a public offering, sometime towards the end of the first quarter, early part of second quarter of 2014. What have we done to clean up Beneficial? Everything that we announced in the financial statements for 2012 that were released earlier this year, that's behind us. We then addressed the share structure. We have 4.2 billion shares outstanding. We're never going to get to a $5 share price based on that, especially when you consider that there is preferred stock issue, which at the present point in time would offer further dilution to that 4.2 billion. So we need to do the reverse split. The reverse split gets us down to a normalized share structure, one in which we can build for acquisitions and still have capital available to issue for other acquisitions. So we executed the option agreement with GreenRG and their ownership and management. That was our first announced acquisition. That is an important acquisition for us. Viewing the reverse split was a condition of that acquisition. We have begun to raise and are in the middle of raising an issue of Series A convertible preferred. That Series A convertible preferred will be a small raise. It's approximately $500,000. It will provide some working capital to assist in the integration of GreenRG and some working capital for their book of business that is growing very quickly. The conversion feature of the convertible preferred is at $1.43, which is significantly more than the math associated with a 5,000-for-1 reverse split based upon the current share price of 0.01 cents a share. The convertible debentures also have attached warrants, which the strike price of the warrant is $2 a share. That tells you something also. That's almost four times the mathematical value of what you would get for a 5,000-for-1 reverse split. So people are investing in this company. The management of GreenRG also has warrants at a $2 price. So people are investing in this company at a number that is greater than what the mathematics of the reverse split are. That's very encouraging. We think that those numbers give an indication of what people, third-party arm's-length transactions, believe this company is worth presently based upon the book of business we have and the transaction we've negotiated with the management of Green RG. That said, we go to the next part of the presentation. How do we go from where we are today to a listing on an exchange? Performance, blocking and tackling, making sure that our existing core business grows and diversifies. Number two, integrating in and properly capitalizing the Green RG acquisition, their exciting future, and their potential synergies with the project management group at Beneficial. Thirdly, we need to actualize some of the other acquisitions which we have under discussion, integrate them in, because they provide additional backbone and skill sets to what we're trying to do. The built environment consists of real estate and infrastructure. Real estate and infrastructure are capital intensive. If we can solve for project management, if we can solve for asset management and property management, if we can solve for energy management, the last thing we need to solve for, and we've got the capability of doing, is to solve for capitalization. So I expect to be commencing a operation which arranges and maybe participates in funding for the projects that we are involved in. Not investing in them, but arranging and participating in. So that's how we plan to get to where we're going. I would expect that the next round of capital that we're looking to raise will depict the company that has closed the Green RG acquisition, has closed out its first year at hopefully an upswing in terms of project backlog, revenue backlog, and we're entering 2014 with a strong revenue base that we expect to actualize in the coming 12 months. I expect several other acquisitions to be either announced and or closed. And I would expect that when you look at the company on a pro forma basis with bankers and investment bankers, that they will be looking at a fairly strong balance sheet in terms of projected liquidity, current ratio, quick ratio, and debt-to-equity ratio. Based on that, we'll be able to raise capital. Raising capital will get us to a recognized exchange. Being on a recognized exchange gets the stock liquid, gets us a strong investment banking following, and turns this into a institutional grade or near institutional grade investment versus where it is right now, the bottom of the investment heap. That's the only way I know to create value, the real way, rolling up the sleeves, breaking a sweat, making it happen. Anything else is just not worth it for me. That's what this company's about. That's where we're going. At this point in time, I'll take questions for a couple of minutes.
Thank you. At this time, Mr. Sinkovich, we'll take questions from participants. You should note that only questions pertaining to the company's performance can be answered. No questions about personal investments or tax-related issues can be entertained. Should the allotted time run out for all questioners, questioners can be asked by emailing shareholderservices@beneficial-holdings.net. be sure to put a hyphen between beneficial and holdings. To join the queue today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. That will place you in the queue. That is star 1. We ask for only one question per participant with no follow-up questions. To ask a second question, you must re-signal by pressing star 1. Please stand by. Please signal by pressing star 1. And we will take our first question from Christy Bizdek.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good.
I'm just wondering why this business strategy. Isn't this a crowded marketplace with larger players?
Yeah, it's a very crowded marketplace, and the players are a lot larger than we are. Our strategy, though, is we're not trying to be all things to all people. We know that we're not going to manage a $4 billion project for GE. That's not our market. We, through management's contacts in the business community, we've already put together a book of business that we're in the process of actualizing for 2014 and beyond. We believe that targeting value-added situations where we know the management team on the other side of the table, and that by bringing a fully integrated solutions-based approach, which would include capital solutions, project management solutions, and energy management solutions as they are required, will give us an opportunity to touch the project many times over the course of the relationship. And then, in certain cases, we will be able to extend that business relationship well beyond the initial project into a series of projects over time, thereby increasing the value of acquiring that customer or client.
And we will take our next question from Bill LaRose. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
Good. Hi, Bill.
Great. So my question is, how did you identify the Greenergy opportunity?
As we say in our little tagline, value from market knowledge, it's the people that we know. A friend of mine was doing business with a consultant that was doing business with the management of GreenRG, and we all started brainstorming opportunities one day, because that's what I do for a living, and I went out and met with the management of the company, spent some time understanding how it could possibly fit into what our vision for Beneficial was. And after a couple of weeks, I came to the conclusion that this was an exciting and differentiating business thrust for Beneficial. I had always wanted to include energy management in our portfolio of solutions. This turned out to be a great start. You got to start someplace. And this was a great start. So that's how we identified GreenRG. And, you know, we negotiated the transaction. It was a fruitful negotiation. During the process, we learned a lot more about the company, became a lot more excited about it. We are presently finishing up due diligence and hope to be able to close it very quickly.
And it does appear we have run out of time for questions. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Senkevich for any closing remarks.
Well, I want to thank you all for attending the call this morning. Hopefully we'll be able to have these chats periodically during the course of the year as there are updates. We look forward to updating all of you as the progress of the company unfolds. Our next big corporate level announcement will be related to the final record effective dates. Will be announced once we finalize our notification with FINRA, and that will most likely be our next communication to shareholders, unless one of the acquisitions that we've got under discussion pops up before then. So I look forward to continuing to communicate with you, and I hope you all look forward to following the progress of the company over the next several months. And I thank you again for attending.
And thank you all for your participation. As a reminder, for those of you with additional questions, please email shareholderservices@beneficial-holdings.net. Make sure to put that hyphen between beneficial and holdings. Again, this conference call recording will be placed on the company's website shortly. This conference call is now concluded. We thank you for your participation.